I haven't been here in over a decade. It's hard to revisit past pain, pain that could have been avoided. My father passed away January 6, 1994, of a massive heart attack on a construction site. I vividly remember bringing his items home from the site and seeing the blood near his torn clothes lying on the asphalt. But the greater pain is living with the fact that I was too busy climbing the ladder of success to attend his birthday just 3 days prior to his death. I never saw him again. The sad fact is that many are too busy for their families, too busy for their children, and too busy for God, to be desperate for more of God, and to have that desperation satisfied begins here. Time is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. The more you seek Him, the more you'll find Him. This tombstone will be yours someday. Are you ready? Here we are at a church that was once beaming with life. The truth was preached, lives were changed, marriages were restored, but somewhere along the way, they lost their way. And not unlike many churches today, the beacon of light has faded, the salt has lost its savor, and we've edited down the message of the cross so that it no longer offends. And I'm wondering, have we stopped to consider that we may have offended God? To be desperate for more of God starts here. It starts with truth. Truth rebuilds. Truth transforms. And it is the truth that will set you free. Life is like a race of endurance, full of wonderful opportunities and experiences. There are also occasional roadblocks, delays, pitfalls, and hurdles. Make no mistake about it, we win by persevering, by getting up and not giving in. There's a deep longing inside all of us that cannot be satisfied until we recognize our need for God and turn to Him. We must be desperate for more of Him. Though the road ahead may be uncertain at times, the solid ground beneath will never shift. It's all about who you know. The journey with God begins with the first step in the right direction. One of the most difficult challenges with pastoring is watching people die spiritually with living water just steps away. Although many people can quote, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled," very few have actually experienced the living waters that Christ spoke of. My book, Desperate for More of God, is a compilation of past articles, sections I've written from other books, and sermons preached here at Westside Christian Fellowship. It's the best of the best. We pray that this collection of targeted topics fuels an intense desire for more of God. To be desperate for more of God should be the heart cry of every believer.